After a pre-dawn barrage of airstrikes and heavy artillery, Turkey sent tanks and special forces into Syria today. They're trying to clear ISIS out of the border town of Jarablus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he launched the offensive in response to last weekend's attack on a Kurdish wedding party in Turkey. That attack killed more than 50 people. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden is visiting Turkey today. He's trying to ease some of the recent strain between the two countries. There has been some concern in Turkey that the U.S. didn't send a strong message of support for the government in Ankara after the failed coup attempt last month. Mike Giglio is a Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, and he joins us via Skype from Istanbul. And Mike, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first of all, what is the significance of today's military action by Turkey?
It's a major escalation for Turkey in Syria. This is the first time they've launched a major operation across the border. You know, it's against ISIS, but it has involved them sending special forces and tanks in support of Syrian rebels, and it's really just drawing them into the conflict in a way that they haven't been before.
Do we know if the U.S. military is involved in Turkey's moves today, and if so, how?
I spoke to a Turkish official this morning who said that U.S. was on board, his words, with the operation, and what we've seen is U.S. officials have since said in the press that the U.S. is supporting it with drone surveillance, that U.S. advisors are advising the Turks on the Turkish side of the border, and that if needed, they will also send fighter jets to protect the Syrian forces involved in this. So, both sides are painting it as a coordinated thing, which is important because one of the targets of Turkey's actions today is to send a message to the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces inside Syria not to move on this territory. And there's going to be some tension worth monitoring there.
Is there any coincidence that Vice President Biden is there today? Was it timed around that visit?
It's suspicious timing. This visit, has been in the works, and they need to address a lot of different concerns. You know, relations between the U.S. and Turkey have not been very good since the attempted coup here, which Turkey blames on a cleric living in Pennsylvania. But, the operation has been in the planning stages for at least a few days. We've seen forces massing down on the border there in Turkey. But interestingly, when I spoke to that Turkish official today, he told me that one of the things that had spurred the timing of this is that the Kurdish militia in Syria, the YPG, had advanced toward the town in question of Jarablus yesterday. And I think if that's the case, that's a very bad sign for the way this was coordinated. And for the timing of everything.
Hmm. Well, let's zoom out here for a second and tell us how today's action by Turkey fits into the overall fight, the overall efforts against ISIS right now.
In Syria, the U.S. is trying to manage a lot of competing interests. And I think the best example of that is the fact that the most important U.S. ally in Syria is the YPG, which is an ethnic Kurdish militia that is the sister organization of the PKK, which is an insurgent group here in Turkey that is fighting a war with the Turkish government. Because of this U.S. support, Turkey has been very wary of the YPG, this Kurdish group in Syria, and there's been significant disagreements with the U.S. over the fact that they are supporting them and tensions because of it. And what the U.S. has to really be careful about is seeing this kind of suspicion between Turkey and the YPG blowing up and turning into something more serious. Because on the other hand, Turkey is also a very key U.S. ally in the war on ISIS, and especially in Syria. So they really need both of those actors to get along. And I think this is going to be a very delicate balancing act here with this offensive into Syria.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we wanted to talk to you about specifically how the U.S. military is being used or is involved in the fight against ISIS, because you've been on the front lines with U.S. troops and Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. We'll link our listeners to your story at hereandnow.org. But tell us, first of all, what did you see there?
Yeah, so in Iraq, U.S. forces have been very involved in the ISIS fight on the ground, in and close to combat. And I think to a much larger extent than most Americans, including myself, before I went to Iraq recently and reported the story, might think. In northern Iraq, where I was, they're working primarily with a different group of Kurdish fighters. This is the Kurdish Peshmerga. And the U.S. has a long relationship of working alongside them, dating back to the Iraq War. So I went and visited some of the front lines where the Peshmerga are dug in across from ISIS, and I found that U.S. Special Operations Forces and Special Forces are pretty regular presence there. And I interviewed some of the Kurdish commandos who have fought alongside U.S. special operations forces in some pretty dangerous operations against ISIS. And they also said that, you know, these U.S. commandos are a key part of the fight, and, you know, they're risking their lives pretty regularly.
Hmm.
And, you know, the third part of the reporting there was to actually go out to some of the U.S. bases, or one of the U.S. bases, excuse me, in northern Iraq, which is helping to coordinate the eventual offensive for Mosul. And just speak with the U.S. officers and soldiers there about what they're seeing. And the message I got from them is that they're pretty well aware of the fact that they are in a combat environment, as they put it, 24/7. And this is a very dangerous mission that they're on.
Well, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but the Pentagon says that 16 U.S. service members have been wounded. And we know that 3 Americans have been killed in recent combat in Iraq. An American was also killed in Afghanistan yesterday. You know, that just sort of reiterates what you were saying, that they're clearly in harm's way and in, you know, in combat, essentially. But how does that square with how the Obama administration has been portraying what U.S. combat troops are doing?
Right. I mean, this is a very sensitive topic for the Obama administration, because he came to office promising to get us out of wars, and specifically out of the Iraq war. And I think the fact that, you know, we're involved in a new one now is politically difficult for him. They have admitted when soldiers have died. They have said that people, that U.S. service members will be in dangerous situations. But I think what there's been a concerted effort from the White House to do has been to de-emphasize that, to kind of shift the narrative away from the fact that U.S. soldiers and servicemen are out there on the ground regularly, and to keep it more focused on the fact that the U.S. is conducting airstrikes, that they're basically, the war has relied on air power and advising local forces. It has, and that's a key component of the war. I just think there hasn't been enough focus on the fact that they're also, as you mentioned, on the ground, shedding blood, risking their lives, and that's happening as a key component to the war.
Hmm. And there's so much going on in Iraq. I mean, there's supposed to be a new offensive to try to retake Mosul from ISIS. I mean, will U.S. troops be involved in that?
I think that they'll be involved to the same extent that they are right now. And what that means is you basically have the base that I visited outside a city called Makmur. The U.S. soldiers stationed there, their role is to advise and assist the Iraqi and Kurdish forces as they do this offensive. Now, that means sitting back in a command room and going over the battle plans and coordinating a lot of this. It also means that they've been providing artillery support. And so while I was driving around this area, you know, I saw a U.S. artillery convoy out in the field doing fire support for Iraqi military advances. I've also heard from local soldiers that U.S. troops will come out to the front lines to call on airstrikes. They will fire mortars at ISIS, which means that they're then in mortar range of ISIS as well, that they're conducting surveillance, often flying drones. All these things put them in harm's way. And I think that as the fight gets closer to Mosul, it's going to get deadlier. And just by the nature of the way this is going to play out, you're going to see a lot of the same kind of actions from the U.S. troops. And it's going to be in a really dangerous environment.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I wonder, I mean, we hear all the time, or we're told all the time, that ISIS is losing territory in Iraq and Syria. Based on what you saw and your reporting, is that true?
Yeah, so the Pentagon says they've lost 45% of their territory over the last 2 years. I think a lot of that might be unpopulated areas, so it's perhaps overstating it. But I have visited Iraq in particular throughout the last 2 years and gone to the fronts. And on this trip, I can say there really is a sense among the Peshmerga forces and also among the U.S. troops that I spoke to of momentum, that for the military piece of the battle against ISIS, as far as taking territory for them, that they really are picking up steam. And I think we can expect an offensive on Mosul, which has been promised for a long time, to actually kick off towards the end of this year. And I do think eventually the feeling is that ISIS will lose Mosul, which would be a really major loss for them.
Well, Mike Giglio is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News. He's speaking to us from Istanbul via Skype. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.